Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Ranchers are familiar with the net wrap used to bind forage, but sometimes it's easy to forget about it come feeding time. Extension educator Aaron Labery says, sometimes to save time and labor, the net wrap or twine isn't removed, and talks about how that material can build up inside an animal's system, which could cause some serious problems.
So there has been a lot of research done out of South Dakota State University and North Dakota State University in this area. And SDSU actually, they also did a forage binding survey as well. And from that, they had concluded that a lot of producers preferred using net wrap, about 67% compared to twine at 26%. But that also depended on the type of crop being harvested and the livestock being fed. But in that survey, it reported about 54% of producers removed net wrap or twine when they were feeding bales whole, but only 11% removed it when grinding bales. And so I know that's probably not a completely shocking observation, but interesting as well, and just something we need to think about, especially, you know, when those bales are frozen. I know it definitely saves on time and labor to just leave that net wrap on, but it does have some implications when those cattle consume that net wrap or twine. And so North Dakota State University, one study they did, they used some ruminally fistulated animals where they went in and put some samples of different forage binding materials right in that rumen, in that large compartment of the cow's stomach, and just looked at how it was degraded by those rumen microbes. And they determined that the rumen microbes did not digest the plastic net wrap or the biodegradable twine. And when we think about biodegradable twine, it really needs to have UV light in order for that to degrade. And so in that rumen there, without that UV light in there, there's really a little breakdown of that material. Now, sisal twine does get digested, but it is at a much slower rate when we compare it to the hay that those cows are consuming. And they determined that about 60 to 70% of that was digested over time. And so they then did another study where they, instead of just putting those products right into the rumen, they fed net wrap to some steers and diets up until about 14 days prior to harvest, just to see if by removing that for 14 days would help with the breakdown of that material. You know, those cattle are regurgitating, chewing that up, and if it would give it some time to get that material to pass through. But there was actually a majority of that net wrap was still in the rumen even after those 14 days. Again, those cows were fed that net wrapped hay for 140 days, and they found that it accumulated a softball size mass in the rumen of just that net wrap wrapped with feed and hay. And so I think it weighed around one pound of net wrap is what they removed. And so that was about 53% of the net wrap that was recovered then through rumen evacuations that they did. And when they actually took that mass out of the rumen then and stretched it out, it was about 3 feet in length. And so the problem is if that, as it continues to accumulate in there, it can build up and really block the passage of feed. And so that's when we can see cattle that they're going to lose weight. There may be diarrhea because really it's just water that's able to pass through there. And then they just exhibit some symptoms that are similar to hardware or Yoni's disease.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.